You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I am coming to you from the Liberty Ford dealership in, and it's a Lincoln dealership as well, in Vermilion. And on the line with us right now, a great friend, and he, of course, is one of the most outstanding analysts you will find in this game. Of course, he's a Super Bowl winning head coach, and we are pleased to not only have him with us, but he'll be on the broadcast for Sunday's game for Fox Sports between the Browns and the Chicago Bears. He is the one and only Brian Billick. Hello, Brian.
Vic, how you doing? I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing you. And by the way, you can follow him on Twitter, at Coach Billick. Brian, I want to start in the obvious place for you because it's about the quarterbacks always. And with regard to the Browns, putting your coaching hat on, can you imagine dealing with what Rob Chudzinski has had to deal with this year with that revolving door at the position?
Well, it's not a good place to be. I know that because, as we know, this game is about the quarterback position. I think it's fascinating coming into the game that we're this weekend, every quarterback on the field might not be here next year, might be with a different team. And that just tells you in this league you either have one of those guys or you don't. I'm anxious to see Jason Campbell play. I had Jason a couple times when he was with the Redskins. I know that obviously he's a capable quarterback and has been playing very, very well lately.
Coach, on the other side, you have Josh McCown playing extremely well for the Chicago Bears. Word out of Chicago today is that if Jay Cutler is able to go, he will be the starting quarterback. Putting your coaching hat back on, and by the way, if you ever feel like coming back to the ranks, be sure to let us know. But, you know, what do you do with a red-hot guy like McCown and when you have Jay Cutler, who is, quote-unquote, your franchise quarterback?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Because McCown's been playing very, very well. I've had the Bears a couple times, and he's just a perfect fit for what Mark Trestman is doing. However, you got to give the Browns a great deal of credit for the Bears credit for the way they're handling it. Compare that to what's going on in Washington right now, because they've made it very clear. They said Jay Cutler is their guy. Now, whether that's true or not, at least they've put it out there. There doesn't seem to be any controversy about it. McCown says that. Your best player, Brandon Marshall, says that. The coach says that. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. And obviously, to have McCown playing the way he is, he just fits that offense so well and has played at such a high level. As you can look around the league, usually when you lose your starting quarterback, boy, it is usually a mess. And for them to play as well as they had, the reason they haven't had success has nothing to do with the quarterback position, has to do with the center of that defense that's been easy to run on.
Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning coach, analyst for Fox Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Chicago Bears. As you look at this Browns team, Coach, and study what's been going on, obviously Josh Gordon's story has been just downright amazing. Your thoughts on what he's been able to do despite missing those first two games from suspension and the kind of stratosphere in which he has put himself statistically?
Well, I'm excited about seeing Gordon play. I've most of my games obviously are in the NFC, and it occurred to me as I started to look at the film for the Browns, this is the first time I've really had a chance to look at them because, for oddly enough, I've not seen them in the crossover games with the games I've had up to now. So it's been exciting and fun to watch. I knew nothing about Josh Gordon, and obviously his circumstance coming out of college and the way, he's kind of a unique guy in the fact that he came in the supplemental draft, and obviously the success he had at Baylor and then obviously leaving and just the whole story. But boy, what a physical talent. You know, I've had Calvin Johnson a great deal, and I'm not certain, don't want to necessarily say he's in that category just yet, but boy, he's got the earmarkings of it. He's one of those guys that a quarterback will tell you have to learn that just because there's two guys on him doesn't mean that he's covered, and that's a huge asset to have.
And on the other side, again, the Bears come with two of the best receivers in the NFL also. Brandon Marshall, who's been doing it for a long time, and Alshon Jeffrey in his second season really has emerged. They rank fifth and eighth in the NFL in receiving yards, respectively. Going to be an interesting matchup for Joe Hayden and the secondary of the Browns against Jeffrey and Marshall.
It is just the sheer size of that, and you can throw in Martellus Bennett at the tight end. This may be the biggest receiving core that they're going to see in the NFL. And I had Alshon Jeffrey. I saw Alshon Jeffrey make what I thought was the greatest catch of the season in Minnesota, down the sideline off a dead sprint, jumping up and coming down with the ball and maintaining possession with the ball over his head until I saw he made that corner touchdown catch against Dallas. Well, okay, maybe that was the second greatest catch I've seen all season long. Alshon Jeffrey, in compliment to Brandon Marshall, and like I said, you throw on the tight end Martellus Bennett, and oh, by the way, Matt Forte out of the backfield is pretty darn good.
Brian, you've looked at this game in so many different ways, but I know about the building thoughts that you have for a team, what it takes to get to the place you want to go. And as you look at this Browns club, and you said earlier, this could be a game where all three of the quarterbacks involved aren't with the respective teams next year, but the Browns do have to have somebody at that position, and whether it's Brian Hoyer or a rookie drafted or something, as you look at where they're going, and we talked about Josh Gordon, but the other pieces that need to be put in place, how confident are you in their ability to get there quickly, or how long do you think it's going to take?
Well, I know it's frustrating for the Brown fans because here again, it's, you know, new coach, new approach. Just give us some time here. We're building. They've been through that a lot, and I realize that that's a tough thing to go through. But you have to look at where the Browns are right now and feel pretty good about, you know, what the future is going to hold from the standpoint of, I see a team with an excellent, solid core defense, and I think Ray Horton is one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. You're looking at a solid offensive line, obviously Josh Gordon, and at the tight end position, Jordan Cameron. I've really enjoyed watching Jordan Cameron play. You've got all the core pieces. Now, and you're coming up with just a potload of draft choices in a year that looks to be solid in terms of the quarterback draft, not to mention this could be one of the more unique veteran free agency periods because there could be players like a Jay Cutler, a Matt Schaub, a Josh McCown, of course Jason Campbell falls in that, a Michael Vick, Matt Cassel, Christian Ponder. I'm not necessarily saying those are the guys or that that's what they should do, but the Browns are going to have several options in terms of the way they want to approach it. I think they're in excellent position going forward to build on the base of what they have.
I agree with you, Coach. And I want to get into your coaching mind a little bit here as you lead a team in a three-game stretch like this for the Cleveland Browns. Do you think it is critical for this team to find a foundation of actually closing out this game? Because they are right now two defensive stops away the last 2 weeks from being 6-7 and certainly still very much alive in the playoff picture. And now they really are not alive anymore. As you look at the end of this season and kind of how that would carry over into 2014, is it important to you as a coach to see a team win a couple games down the stretch? Or do you think things can turn around instantly at the beginning of the next season as you bring in new pieces?
Well, it doesn't hurt, obviously, to finish strong. Any coach will tell you in terms of, because there's always going to be the turnover. Every year, you know, we have 6-7 new teams in the playoffs, and we figure, well, that can't keep up this year as well. Well, this year, yeah, we're going to have 6 or 7 new teams in the playoffs, and many of them will look and say, well, the way we finished, take the Carolina Panthers, the way they finished the season last year. They'll tell you that it was that 4-5 game run that they made at the end of the season was the catalyst for them to go forward, particularly when you have a good, young, solid core like the Cleveland Browns do. The question remains at the quarterback position, but obviously that is going to be resolved one way or the other. So to build on how you're finishing the season, particularly with Rod Chizinski and his staff, it being the first year, yeah, I think these next three games, beyond obviously just the attitude that it sets, and of course they're going to want to look at a lot of the young players as well, it's going to be vital for them. I don't know that they have to win them, but obviously they want to play well and show that core and that base that they have is what they think they have.
Brian, tremendous stuff as always, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we certainly look forward to seeing you on Sunday at First Energy Stadium.
All right, sounds great.
All right. He is Brian Billick from Fox Sports, and he will be on the call. He also works for NFL Network. I am broadcasting to you from Liberty Ford Lincoln here in Vermilion, and happy to have you stop out for the remaining time that we're here. We've got some free Arby's food. We've got some giveaways. There's still time to get in on a drawing for an autographed football. I know some of the people who have submitted those cards are hoping that that no one else shows up and reduces the odds, but they are anxiously waiting because there's a cool autographed football here. We've got other giveaways for you and some free Arby's gifts as well, including some free sauces. I love the horsey sauce. That's mine. Nathan is the Arby's sauce. Ross guy, that's but right. that selection is available for you, too, while it all lasts here. Again, doing this broadcast and closing this out, next it will be Gerard Cherry joining us in his usual spot. The show is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.